With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast, another installment of Players to Watch heading into season 2022. This is a guy that you should already be aware of. He has already played first grade. He played about 5 or 6 games last year, and he was 18th man for about another 10 games. It is, of course, from the Penrith Panthers, Isaac Tago. Now, for me, last year he played sort of coming off the bench. He played a lot in the back row. He can play in the back row or in the centres. He's a guy that in Supercoach is dual position, and so he should be because he genuinely can do both. He did do both in reserve grade last year. But for me, I've got a feeling he's going to grab the left centre spot at the Penrith Panthers. Now, obviously, you've got Matty Burton leaving there, big shoes to fill. Stephen Crichton was the man that was there before Matt Burton was. And I think a lot of people are assuming that Stephen Crichton will walk into that spot, which I personally understand. For me, though, I think Tago is closer to Matt Burton than what Stephen Crichton was. I think Stephen Crichton is the better footballer. You all know that I am a huge Crichton fan. I will die on that hill, have been since day one. But I do think that Tago is more suited to playing inside to outside Jerome Luai, and I've got a feeling he will grab that spot. Now, when he came in and played for the Penrith Panthers this year, sort of played as a second rower or like a bit of a roaming forward at times, tended to play on the right side. So, you know what, you could tell me, hey, that was an indication of where he's going to be in 2022. Personally, I don't think so. I think he will play on the left side like he did in New South Wales Cup, and he absolutely killed it out there as well. There's a lot of highlights you can find of him playing New South Wales Cup where he's playing left centre. Matt Burton is the 5'8", and Burton just gives him early ball, and that sort of says to me that he knows the sort of ability that this guy has. And look, I understand because people message me every week, oh, stop talking about New South Wales Cup, but the reality is that right now, Tago is a good player in New South Wales Cup. In a few years' time, he will be a very good player in first grade. So those stats, they will start to correlate. And when you look at guys that are doing well in first grade now, you look back at how they went in Cup, they do correlate. So this guy, based on what I've seen, I'm confident that he's going to step into first grade and do a good job. I think he will be at left centre. They are huge shoes to fill. He's filling in for the Dally M Centre of the Year, Matty Burton, who absolutely brained it. He was incredible. But I think he can handle it. And Stephen Crichton, as good as he is, as much as I love him, I think that Stephen Crichton can bring the same sort of stuff to the Penrith Panthers from the right side as he can on the left. I think Tago is more suited to play on the left, and I think he'll have a really, really good combo with that of Brian To'o. I also think Stephen Crichton can play on the right side and can be given a bit of a license to roam and just play rugby league and pop up wherever he sees fit, which I really like. Isaac Tago, though, New South Wales Cup last year. Actually, we'll start with his first grade stats from 2020. Only played 6 games, came off the bench in all of them. First 3 games against the Tigers, the Sharks and the Chooks, played 32, 36 and 11 minutes. Scored a try against the Sharks, playing out on the right edge from memory. Came up with 6 tackle breaks in that game, a few off that try to be fair. Stats were good. Ran for 102 metres in that game. Other than that, I mean, didn't really play huge minutes. A bigger sample size is what he did in round 20, 21, and 22. Now, these three games were the last games against the Dragons, but the first two games were against the Melbourne Storm and the Sydney Roosters. So, good little indicators of what this guy is about. Round 20 was a big loss for the Penrith Panthers to the Melbourne Storm, 37-10, a big loss by Penrith Panthers standards. His stats in that game, one tackle break, 30 post-contact metres, one offload. He had 11 touches. He made 20 tackles. He missed one. He only ran for 65 metres, but, you know, Penrith didn't have a heap of ball that game. You know, he played 49 minutes, so, you know, and that's against the, you know, at the time, that was against the best team in the competition for me, the Melbourne Storm. They were on a huge winning streak. Penrith were missing a lot of their stars as well. That was his first game in first grade where he played more than 30 minutes, essentially. So a good knock there. The week after, he played the Sydney Roosters coming off the bench. The Penrith Panthers won that one. He played 52 minutes here. Four tackle breaks, 34 post-contact, one offload. He had 12 touches, made 11 tackles, missed none. Ran for 90 metres, which I like to see. The week after against the Dragons, pretty similar stats there as the game against the Roosters. Look, I'm a big fan of Isaac Tago. You know, he's played, what, six games. He's played minimal minutes. He's had 50 touches of the ball in those. So in those minutes, he's looking at about 10 touches per game. You bump that up to 80 minutes and playing centre on their strike edge, I think that'll jump a little bit. The Penrith Panthers reserve grade side, the left edge was their strike edge as well. You obviously had Matty Burton at 5'8". You had this guy at centre, and then outside him, I believe you had Taylor May, who's another guy that I think is in for a big season when he does get his opportunity. Average 59 run metres, but in your minimal minutes, not too bad. I mean, I think just looking at these stats, he would have averaged probably 38, 39 minutes across the season, I guess, maybe 40-odd. So not bad, not a heap to read into. For me, the thing that stands out more is his New South Wales Cup stats, which I think is a fairer representation of the sort of player Isaac Tago is. Now, in 2021, playing New South Wales Cup, and it was his first season of Cup footy. He isn't in his third, fourth, and fifth season. He is young. I think he's only 19 years old. So this is his first year of Cup footy off the back of 2020 when pretty much didn't play rugby league. Yeah, he was in New South Wales, so didn't play a heap of rugby league. Would have played the first few weeks of the season somewhere. Then it was sort of called off, essentially. So to come back in 2021 in this Panthers side, playing left centre and do what he did, very impressive. He played nine games. He scored 10 tries, so scoring a try every single game for the Penrith Panthers. Once again, their team was very good in New South Wales Cup, but you know what? He's going to walk into a first grade team that shocked me very good. He's going to have a New South Wales 5'8 inside him. He's going to have a New South Wales winger outside him. He's going to have one of the most damaging, if not the most damaging, second row of Viliami Kikau inside him as well, under a good coach with the best halfback in rugby league. So, yes, you can say to me, oh, but that New South Wales Cup team was stacked, and that's fine. He's walking into a stacked first grade team as well that he's going to be really comfortable in. So, nine games, 10 tries. So he's scoring more than a try a game. You know, scored one more try than games he played. Came up with four try assists. Now, what impressed me when I went back and watched these four try assists is how he went about it. You know, a couple through the hands and whatnot, but there was two tries that he put in kicks, and there's a few forced dropouts that he got during the season as well where he's able to get it and drop it onto his foot. So he's got a bit of, as much as he's not a second row, he's got a bit of Wade Graham to him where he has got a short kicking game out there. For me, this is really, really dangerous because it puts your winger in two minds when you know he's capable of doing this, and you know that Jerome Luai isn't a hero 5'8". He'll be more than happy to dish off to Tago and back him in to make the right call. I think the other thing about this kid that's going to shock people is how confident he is. I think he's really going to back himself. So as much as it isn't a huge market mover, to have a kicking game as well that he can actually keep control of and he can be handy with is a big, big asset. Scored a lot of tries off kicks as well, not his own, but off other guys. So kick chase is fantastic, which I always love. He's got good instincts for the game. There's a couple of tries he scores during the 2021 season where they're kicks on third, fourth tackle, a little bit earlier in the set, and he can see the same space that the ball players can. So I really like that. Four try assists, two through the hands, two off the shoe. Really good. You probably don't see too many centers that have try assists off their boot realistically, especially going down into their own corridor. It's a pretty hard little art to master, and he has got that string to his bow. So I like that as well. Came up with 43 tackle breaks across these nine games. That's almost five per game, which is pretty damn impressive. Now, I know that if you are a Supercoach player, you're keeping a very close eye on this. Dare I say, the Penrith Panthers left edge in first grade is going to be more damaging than the Penrith Panthers left edge in reserve grade. This kid could really be anything. He had 8 line breaks, so he's almost going 1 a game. So if you look at his cup stats and go off that, if he's scoring 1 try a game, having 1 line break a game, Supercoach-wise, there's 30 points already, and that's probably one play that you can average him off. He's going for a try assist every 2 games. He's going for 5 tackle breaks per game. If he scores his try, gets his line break, has his 5 tackle breaks, I mean, all of a sudden you look at 40 points and he hasn't really taken a hit up yet. You know, he hasn't really gone through his base stats. He's also had 12 offloads in those 9 games. So he's also creating. You can imagine with Viliami Kikau, with Jerome Luai, there is going to be opportunities there. As I said, the thing that's going to shock people is the confidence on this kid. When he gets his first start at left center in that team, in my opinion, he's not going to be afraid to offload. He's not going to be afraid to kick early if he sees an opportunity. He is a really confident kid and I love that. Across those 9 games, he averaged 136 run meters, so, you know, pretty decent for a center. I will say he has 14 touches per game. I would sort of like to see that upped a little bit. I'm not sure how many touches Matty Burton was going for last year, but I would guess that it was going for more than 14 touches a game based on what he did at the Penrith Panthers. It felt like he was touching the ball every 5 minutes. So I think there is a lot of upside in Tago. I think he's got huge ability. I think he's going to really burst onto the scene this year and knock it out. I'm kind of stalling at the moment just because I want to have a look to see if we can see some stats on Matty Burton and how many touches he was having last year when he was playing center. Do I have these stats on the Canterbury? Yeah, cool. So let's have a look. I've got his stats from last year when he was playing center, Matty Burton. So he, the sort of touches that he was going for. Yeah, wow. So Matty Burton, there's some of these games where he hits 19, 20. Not many games is he going for less than 14 touches, which was the average of young Tago at the back end of last year in reserve grade. So I really do think that this is a great opportunity for him to get a heap of touches and do a heap of stuff. You look at Matty Burton, his last, 6 games, which include finals, his worst games, he had 14 touches. So we know that the Penrith Panthers, they target their left edge. We know that Jerome Luai will release the ball, will create space for him. We know that Viliami Kikau is an offload. We also know that Viliami Kikau is as dangerous with the ball as he is without it. He's a fantastic decoy. He will create opportunities there. We also know that Dylan Edwards, he doesn't tend to play a heap of footy down that left edge. He sort of tends to roam through the middle, which creates more opportunities for Isaac Tago. So Supercoach-wise, I personally think he's going to absolutely kill it this year. As I said at the start, he is a dual position guy, so really comes in handy to have a second row forward and a CTW. I assume every single person will have him in their classic team. If you don't, I think you're doing something seriously wrong, but having him as an asset to be able to move around, it will be massive. I would assume the vast majority of teams will also have Ewan Aitken in their side, classic side, so you'll have 2 guys that you can move around wherever you need throughout the season, which I think is going to be a big plus. I think that Tago could quite possibly be a keeper in some Supercoach teams. I think he's going to really do well. I think his base stats will be solid. I think he'll have high attacking upside. I'm expecting the Penrith Panthers left edge to still be as damaging as it has been the last few years. So a lot of positives, and to be honest with you, not many negatives. Now, if something happens that he does end up on the right edge, on the right wing, for example, I still don't think I'd obviously rather him be on the left side, but I still think he'll do very, very well. Personally, I'm reasonably confident he plays left center, though. That's where I would be putting him, and I think that's where Ivan Cleary will put him as well. I think that
with LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Brian Toto will be low-key excited about having this kid inside him. Stephen Crichton, we know that he is a run-first sort of guy. He can pass, but he is a run-first sort of guy. When you got that sort of talent out on that left edge, I think Tago would be the perfect guy there. He can do it all. He's not a selfish footballer. I'm not saying that Stephen Crichton is, but Tago is sort of a pass-first unless there's a real opportunity in front of him. I think also with Stephen Crichton, as I said, as much as he's on the right, I let him float around. I let him play footballer. I think he is in that Tom Turbo, Joey Manu sort of category where you just let him play eyes up and just trust that he's going to put himself in the right spot at the right time. So that's how I would line up if I was the Penrith Panthers. I think you also need to keep an eye out for Taylor May. We might talk about him a little bit later. You obviously saw him beat the living shit out of the younger Lussick a few weeks ago in the boxing. He's going to be a really talented guy. I would assume that when Origin comes and Toto's out there, I think you'll see Taylor May come in on the left wing. And this is where these two have played together in reserve grade a number of times. And I think they'll prove to be a really damaging combo. I think Taylor May, he's a guy that you need to keep an eye on in Supercoach this year, especially in draft competitions, to keep him on your bench as a guy that if there's any injuries, I think he will come in pretty quickly. They've obviously got Charlie Staines there. Personally, I'm not huge on Charlie Staines. I don't think Ivan Cleary is as big on Charlie Staines as he was 18 months ago either. So I think Taylor May will probably jump ahead. We all know that Ivan Cleary is a big May fan, obviously very close to Tyrone May. So I think Taylor May is not far away from making his debut or from being part of this football team. He's already made his debut, obviously. But Tago, he's the guy that I want at left center. I think he's going to have a huge season. I think that we're going to look back and he's going to be different to Matty Burton. He's not going to be as good. There's no doubting that. But I think he will do enough to definitely cover that position, which is a lot when you consider that they're losing the Dally M Centre of the Year. So big year for Isaac Tago. Keep an eye on him. Keep an eye on Taylor May. I would be moving Isaac Tago up your draft list a little bit if you're in a Supercoach draft comp. I think he could really be a guy that you could get. You could get him pretty late, to be honest with you, especially if you're drafting before trials. There will be a bit of a tendency to go, oh, fuck, is he going to play right side? That'll bring him down a little bit. He's a guy that I would be willing to take a punt on. I hold him in really high regard. He's a dual position guy. He will score tries. He will have attacking stats. Brian To'o will get him another 3 or 4 try assists this year by just passing him the ball and him just burrowing over 5 or 6 guys. We know that the Penrith Panthers like to play to their left edge as well. Kurt Capewell's left on the right side, so there are a couple of changes over there. So I think, once again, the left edge will be their strong side. We know that Jerome Luai is a catch and release. He's very similar to the Luke Keary mould. Even when he's not, we've seen that Stephen Crichton was scoring a try a game when Jerome Luai was playing more adventurous rugby league. So I really don't see the downside for Isaac Tago as long as he is playing left centre, which personally I'm pretty confident he will be.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author Elizabeth Gilbert about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.